Hi, and welcome to The Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, exclusive interviews with leading experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes of clinical trials, research, and innovation. I'm your host, Emma Andrus. In today's episode, Dr. Albert Yan, Research Director at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Professor at the Perelman School of Medicine, an executive at Inner Archways LLC, discusses pearls and insights from his lecture presented at the 2024 Society for Pediatric Dermatology annual meeting in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Live from the conference floor, Yan spoke with us on artificial intelligence and ChatGPT and the balance of positive yet harmful potential of AI chatbots in medicine.
Hi, I'm Albert Yan. I am currently Research Director at the Section of Dermatology at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I am Professor of Pediatrics and Dermatology at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm also the executive of Inner Archways LLC, which is part of the, which has as its main platform the Advice app, which is for curbsiding among medical clinicians, particularly pediatric dermatologists, for AI to help us do what we do even better. In terms of what's out there on the horizon, you may be familiar with David Feigenbaum's work with the EveryCure initiative. They just recently received a multi-million dollar infusion of funds from the White House to further their work, where they have AI algorithms that will examine existing drugs that have specific indications and repurposing them for other diseases that don't currently have treatments. So I think that's pretty exciting work. There are a number of AI models that are working towards improving your diagnostic recognition of certain things like skin diseases. There are over 140 models that exist for skin conditions already that are based on AI platforms. And these have already a pretty high accuracy for a diagnosis and a reasonably good accuracy for severity assessments. So I think that's exciting as well. For our daily work, for those of us who are trying to keep up with the literature, reading journal articles and then trying to write papers ourselves, AI systems are really good now at being able to summarize these articles and provide highlights and critiques. So you can now just drop a PDF into the prompt line and ask it to summarize, and it will provide a nice, concise summary of what you need to know so that you can decide, is this a paper I want to read further? And so platforms like Adobe Acrobat are starting to build that into their systems and integrate it, but you can certainly just use the available public platforms to just to do that directly. Those of us who are educators who work with medical students and other trainees, one of the interesting things that you can do with these generative AIs is to simulate patients. I don't know if you've seen this at work. Okay, let me show you. I think this is pretty cool. I'm just going to pull up my ChatGPT app. Hi, are you able to simulate a patient's parent who is a parent of a child with an infantile hemangioma and start a conversation?
Sure, let's get started. Hello, doctor. My name is Laura. I'm really concerned about my six-month-old daughter, Lily. She has a large red bump on her forehead that our pediatrician said is an infantile hemangioma. I've been reading online and I'm really worried. Can you tell me more about what this is and what we can do about it?
Sure. An infantile hemangioma is a collection of immature blood vessels that is one of the more common birthmarks that show up in children during the first few months. What are your specific concerns?
Thank you, Doctor. My main concerns are about how this will affect Lily as she grows. Will it keep getting bigger? Could it cause any health problems? And what treatment options are available?
So you can see that it's pretty good at simulating patients. And at the end of the conversation, I've tried this a few times, and you can even ask it for feedback about how your interaction went. And so I think this could be a really useful tool for training medical students and residents, and then also being able to provide them feedback on watching the interaction that you have. So, I think that for those of us who work in healthcare, while I don't foresee AI kind of supplanting us and taking over our jobs, it would behoove us to take advantage of these tools, because I think those who do so will have a competitive advantage in terms of being able to provide better care. See, there's an interesting paper that came out about how we think of ourselves as having some job security because our patients want to interact with us. And as human beings, we can provide empathy, which AI systems would be hard-pressed to do. But there is an interesting paper in JAMA Oncology that came out recently that compared physician oncologists to three different chatbots. And they used 200 patient questions that were posed on Reddit and asked these oncologists to respond to them and compare those responses to the ones that were generated by the chatbots. And it's interesting in terms of readability and empathy, the chatbots performed or outperformed the physicians just by a little bit. And you can imagine one day where if you could create a personal AI avatar of yourself with your voice and appearance, informed by your knowledge that you've helped train an AI chatbot, that could help facilitate your patient's access to a lot of common questions. And I don't know if you saw the Olympic coverage that Al Michaels has recently licensed his voice and has helped train an AI to help broadcast some of the events. So that he doesn't have to be there in person to do it. So this is part of the wave of the future, to take advantage of this so that we can have a say in terms of how this technology evolves. I think that these are amazing technologies to have available, but they're not without their potential pitfalls. And I think it's important to highlight some of the caveats. These models are built on large language models that scrape a lot of publicly available information. And so they're trained on what's called a common crawl, everything that's out there in the internet. That includes our intrinsic biases. And so some of the information may be biased in one way or another, and it's important to be aware that can influence the output that you get. Some of these can hallucinate, as we talked about, so you really have to verify the information that you get. And it'll be important for us to provide some oversight in terms of how we use these technologies, especially in areas that don't have definitive answers. There's this one interesting study of radiologists. So there's a system out at Stanford called Chexpert, and it's trained on over 200,000 images of chest x-rays. It's really good at reading chest x-rays. When you compare that to a group of experienced radiologists, it's interesting, in their study, they noted that when both the AI and the radiologist disagreed, and they were both highly confident in their diagnoses. Who do you think was right? The AI, more often than the radiologist. However, when they disagreed and they were both uncertain about the diagnosis, it turns out that the human radiologist was more often right. The problem was that the radiologist often deferred to the AI in those instances because they felt uncertain. And in fact, it's in those instances where there's uncertainty or gray areas that the human physician still outperforms the AI. You know, those AIs are trained on lots and lots of data from uncertain people. And when you have the availability of the appropriate context and you know your patient, you know, you may do better in those instances of uncertainty. So I guess the bottom line is, I think we all need to learn to adapt to these new technologies to be able to take advantage of what they offer to improve patient care. But we have to actively participate in this process so that we can implement this the right way.
Like this podcast, have suggestions, or want to participate in future episodes? Contact our team at dteditor@mmhgroup.com. For more Dermatology Times content, from articles to videos and podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com.